The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
This podcast is not for the faint of heart, close-minded, bitch niggas, or people without a sense of humor. Please keep in mind that we do not condone violence of any sort. Our sole purpose of this podcast is to have fun. Please enjoy.
I can hear everything.
Welcome
in the headphones
to another episode.
Yo, y'all intro go hard, yeah.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah.
You like that? Everybody like that intro. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the greatest podcasts you may not know about just yet, but it's going to happen. It's called...
No Need for Apologies.
I'm Derek Gaines.
And I'm Monroe Martin, and we're back with another episode for your
stinking asses.
Yo, we got Gordon Baker Bone.
We got the bone in here, boy.
The fuck is
Gordon.
Up,
what up, y'all?
Cousin Baker of Denny up? Live.
Yeah.
That's not true.
That's true shit, bro.
He's not a cousin of Denny Live. Like, I don't know why.
I don't know who started that.
Yo.
Where did I that thought start? You did.
No.
Nigga,
you don't
I
even
remember.
Know Denny Live, dude.
No.
Yeah.
Nigga, all
people ask me that shit. I'm like, no, that's not my cousin.
Yo, I thought so you said that. Me and you was auditioning for Coming to the Stage.
Yeah.
In Philly 80,000 years ago.
Oh, God.
And it was fun. Me and you were like friends automatically.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
That was a dope-ass day,
And
man.
You said you were cousins with Denny Live?
Nah.
I think Denny Live said he was cousins with him.
He probably did.
And then, because Denny was there.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Denny wound up going to Coming to the Stage.
Denny came in second place.
He did.
Wait. How long you been doing comedy?
About the same time, like around Derek started. Like, that was like my first year doing comedy.
Yeah, you was about 17. Come July, it's me, 17. Yep. So, yeah.
Damn. Because Denny Live was the reason I started doing comedy. He got on that show, and I used to be watching that shit with my old ass foster mom sitting at the foot of the bed with her sharp ass feet touching me. And I used to watch that show and be like, yo, this nigga is hilarious. And then he lost to a kid. But he was still funnier than JJ.
Dude, he was.
They were just looking. They just wanted to be
JJ
different.
Had the face, man.
No, it was just the network trying to be different. You know what I mean?
But
the network trying to be like, look, we are creating opportunity. Denny Live, like JJ went on to do amazing shit, right?
Yeah.
He did movies. He been on shit. But Denny Live, y'all could have molded him to be like.
They could have molded Denny.
They could have molded him. They could have got a lot more work out of him. But, you know. Niggas make decisions.
Like
it don't work out like that. But he was the reason I started, and I didn't know y'all auditioned for that show too.
Dude, my audition went terribly for that one because like Bill Bellamy was up on stage. He did some time in between, and the dude right before me heckled Bill Bellamy.
Oh.
And he told Bill to get up. Like,
did at the lab
you know who that was?
Yes,
who did that?
I know who it was.
It was Foster.
Yes.
It was Foster.
I didn't
want to
say his name, but yeah.
Who's Foster?
Foster's my nigga from long time. This is old school comedy shit.
Yeah.
This one, nigga, Jersey niggas was, and Philly niggas was like, we was all trying to get the same chicken.
All working.
Foster was like, I remember Bill got up there. This is his competition.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then Foster go, hey, yo, Bill, come on, man. There's more comics on the show.
He yelled out, give it back to the room. And Bill just stopped and was like, nigga, I brought the room.
It was the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yo.
And then right after that, it was like Gordon Baker Bone. I was like, God damn it.
Damn. And you ate a dick?
Oh, everyone left. Like, Bill was supposed to watch, like, people's sets, but, like, he was so mad, he walked out of the room, and then half the room walked out with him.
Yeah, it's pretty wild,
damn,
bro.
So I was like, I basically performed, auditioned just for the camera by itself.
It was damn bad. I got on before it. I got there. I made it. I got to the show.
Yeah.
But
I didn't see you on the show.
I was on Coming to Stage Or is that Who's Got Jokes?
Yeah, I'm like,
let's, who's wait, got wait, that's Who's Got Jokes. Who's well, I got it confused then.
Yeah, no, yeah. We was both them jokes. Yeah. We both fucked up. I didn't get Coming to the Stage. But
y'all both did Coming to the Stage and Who's Got Jokes.
Yeah.
Because one is for BET and the other one is for
TV One. But they were both at the Laugh House and niggas was hungry. So everybody was on this
nigga.
Show.
Oh, man.
Damn. Such a wild time.
Wild time.
Heckled the fuck out of him.
But you are cousins with Gerard Carmichael.
Yes, I am. We got the same aunt. We got the same aunt from like North Carolina because like we country cousins.
Oh,
like,
shit.
So it's like we share the same aunt, but that's about it. That's all we share. So like we bumped into each other like years ago before he even got like anything.
Yeah.
Like I used to pick him up from Jersey because he used to stay at my aunt's house, like sleep on her couch.
Yeah.
And I used to pick him up and we used to drive over to the city and come watch shows and go do mics together.
Well, that's dope. Good shit. Y'all got some. Y'all got royalty in the family.
Hey, man. Always, man.
That's a good family.
It's good.
Hey, man. Got a couple of Jacksons in there too.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like, not like the famous Jacksons. Like,
oh, the dude.
Like it's like Motown. Kurt, I think it's Kurt Jackson. Some bullshit like that. Just some nigga just like with a small hit.
The niggas that pulled the curtain.
Uh huh. You know your cousin is Dwayne Jackson.
He had that one hit called The Shuffle. And, yeah.
He remember him. He had a group. It was a group that was right under. They used to open for the Temptations. It was called the Big Beans.
It was called the Jacksons.
The Jackstones. Uh-huh. It was a tone that they had.
Jackstones.
They couldn't be. They legally couldn't go by the Jackson 5, so this is by the 5 Jacksons.
The 5 Jacksons, see?
Had to flip it around so nobody got confused.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, man.
Big ass hand on their album cover.
You got any famous people in your family? You got any other?
I don't. I think I'm the famous people in my family right now.
Yeah.
I think I'm the one. My cousins call me all the time, nigga. You got to do it.
Damn.
You're the one. I'm like,
you get so much pressure.
You get them hood Facebook messages from cousins you haven't seen in a while.
All that.
Yeah. Oh,
I ignore them shits. I'm like, nigga, I don't know you.
Don't try to jump onto this. Because they'll guilt you into it.
What up,
I am your cousin, you know. If family needs help, I'm like, what the fuck? We've never spoken.
Bruh. Like, this morning, one of my cousins hit me up was like, hey, Tiffany Haddish is gonna be in Atlantic City. And I was like, and?
And?
But ask Godfrey.
You better buy tickets, nigga. Fuck you want me to do? Obviously, your internet work. If you hit me up,
you better go make a night out of it, nigga. I don't know why.
Ticketmaster, brother. Go ahead. Come on that.
That's a Live Nation joint. You should be all right.
That is so
you get them
funny.
A week in advance.
Yeah, man.
Nah, I do not respond to people. I can't. I'm like, I don't know none of y'all.
None of them? You don't say none of you like your distant cousins that be trying to.
Nope. I got one cousin who I fuck with. She got a whole family. She's doing good. She never asked for shit.
Okay.
And that's how it should be.
Oh, bro. I get hit up all the time.
You know what I mean?
My cousins be in the gym. I'm like, nigga, I'm not even that big. What are you hitting me up for? Like, they're like, oh, yeah, man, I saw you that once. I'm like, nah, bro.
I saw you once. Nah, bro.
The fucked up thing is my grandmother be on their side. My grandmother be like, I had a cousin who tried to walk into my wedding that wasn't invited. You know what I mean? You were there. He had a sweatsuit on.
He walked in with a sweatsuit?
Yeah, that shit was so funny.
That shit was hilarious.
And my grandmother, like, because I've only met him, like, once or twice. He's cool, but, nigga, we paid per person.
Per plate?
Per plate. You can't just walk up in there.
You know black people don't know etiquette. We don't know.
I just wanted to come say hi.
Yeah.
Nigga, that's what the internet is for.
Yeah.
And my grandmother was like, you should have paid for his plate.
Yeah, people don't know that you got to pay per plate and that you should leave like a gift of
the. Yo, your like, presence isn't
your presence
a present.
Should be the value of the plate that you got. And people don't know that, especially black folk. Black and Spanish folk do not know that
No, my wife gave you so much money that day.
You gave me the
so
money.
Happy.
My wife
I peeled
me
off so
that.
Much money that day because I didn't know what to do. I was just like, oh,
And Yam came. She pulled money out her titties.
Yo, nigga,
she always do that.
Yeah, we made I didn't believe in it because my wife was like, do you think your friends are going to show up and give money? I was like, who does that? Why?
That's wedding etiquette.
And I didn't know, you know how many weddings I came to empty handed?
You just sat there and ate and drank.
I knew.
I called my dad to have fun. I'm like, nigga, this party lit.
I did spots the night before, so I had cash to give you. I was like, yeah, thank God this show came. Because I know I got to give niggas money.
Yo, I learned about wedding etiquette from watching mafia movies.
Yeah.
Like, yo, why are they giving them cake like that? And then one of my white friends, sadly, was like, yeah, you gotta pay the value of the plate. I'm like, nigga, I didn't know that. Yeah. I went to a couple weddings where I just drank up everything and just gave high fives and walked out.
I was at a cotton wedding. You went to Chris's wedding?
Nah.
You weren't that fucking Chris's wedding?
I was not at Chris's wedding. Me and Chris were cool, but we weren't like
I was
that
at
cool.
Chris's yet. Wedding, empty handed, dressed like I owned the Staples. Cause I had like a fucking
You had the red polo?
I had on like some tan Dockers.
Oh, you came in with the Geek Squad outfit. Like,
me and Tom Cassidy. Fucking shirt tucked in, everything.
What's up? You know,
looking terrible. But I had a good time.
You got to kind of be.
I didn't know. Well, the nigga dead now, so I can't give him nothing.
No. Oh, but his baby is beautiful. I'm gonna go see the baby next week.
I'm gonna go see. I want to make sure that it's healthy. Not healthy. I don't like touching babies until they're like one.
I ain't say nothing about it. I was gonna see it.
Oh, y'all don't pick babies up?
I don't. My
wife
is fine.
My wife loves that shit. I'm like, I want a baby who can land on his feet. That's my thing.
If I hold your baby
and it slips out of my hand.
And it don't land on all fours, nigga, you're out of your mind. That's not how it happened.
The baby better be like, yo, fuck you doing, nigga? Like,
yeah, no.
Hold on me
babies
tighter.
Babies ain't nimble. Yeah. That's a cat.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I didn't. Like, my niece was the first baby I ever held, and I refused to hold her until she was, like, old enough.
How old were you?
Damn, I was probably like 23.
Okay.
Damn,
nah.
Yeah. My niece was adorable. She was hilarious. I used to bring my niece everywhere, but picking her up, holding her, nah. When she got one, I was like, all right, she can speak for it. She can speak.
Nah, niggas in my family, they like the fuck. You gonna start. I started holding a baby at like 9.
Damn.
Dad, was you baking too? Was you cooking food?
God making damn. Sandwiches? Yo, I was a babysitter at 9. Yo,
Gordon had an easy bake, but he was making casseroles and shit. Yeah.
I gotta figure this out.
God damn.
Well, no,
you're West Indian.
Yeah. Everybody fucking my family.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as not.
Caribbean.
Reproduce.
So much. My family is so goddamn big.
Yeah.
Like, the bones out of my family, there's at least about, like, if you look at our family reunion, there's, like, just grandkids alone, it's, like, 20, 25 of us.
What?
People be laying it down, man. Like,
damn.
It was a party every goddamn weekend. It's like somebody was turning some age or christening or some shit. Like, so we all hung out with each other.
Sex is just too accessible. People can fuck
it's
all
like,
the time.
Why is all vaginas so just out there?
Dude. Oh, bro.
And like everybody just splashing, having a good old time.
Caribbean
like
people don't believe in condoms. That's an American thing. Condoms? Where am I going to get a condom from?
I got this joke, man.
Ain't no pharmacies on the island, nigga.
Yeah.
You think there's a Walgreens in fucking wherever I'm at? Oh, yeah.
Buy a condom. Everybody going to know. Everybody on the island know. Yeah. You go pick up a condom. Like, look, Jeff about to go fuck. Look at this.
A condom.
Yeah.
They do that shit. Like, remember Rafiki when he was like making shit in the bowl?
Oh, yeah. Sat that on a squash
bowl. Yeah, that's what y'all do. Y'all just put aloe vera in there, get you some leaves and some berries. And you're like, this will protect me.
And then you put it, and you mark it on your body.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
You should be fine.
Yeah, we could.
My Jamaican uncle's got some weird, goofy things. Like, yo, before you fuck, just make sure she ain't got an STD. Just get a little bit of earwax and rub it on the pussy.
I heard that.
Yo, they really believe that.
I heard that shit before. And I was young enough to believe it.
I beg your pardon?
Yes.
Yo, earwax.
They was like, yeah, just like, if you want to make sure she clean and she ain't got no STDs, take a little bit of earwax, rub it on the pussy. If it burn her, she got something.
Yep, I heard that. Peroxide.
Wow. If it bubble up, the whole bubble up thing.
I heard now because I like you grew up in group homes. You got a bunch of different kids who don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Not at all.
And they were just trade secret. Yo, you pour after you fuck a chick, you don't got no condom. Pour peroxide on your dick. If it bubble up, it's good. It kills all the germs. Or fucking take the earwax. I heard all that shit.
But y'all got good. That's like good gross shit. My shit was like, if you don't want to have a kid, just drink Mountain Dew before you fuck.
Yo, Mountain Dew.
It's got Yellow
though.
5 in it. It kills off the cells that make you have kids. Yellow 5.
No, you drink a liter of Mountain Dew, you can fucking bust a nut and nothing's going to happen.
Nothing's going to happen. The Yellow Five is, you're corrupted with Yellow Five.
Yep.
That's what it was. Don't you check ahead of me, Brian. That's what they used to say. Yellow Five, lower the sperm counts.
Yep. Oh, my God.
There's some dude who sued, who tried to sue, right? Because he ended up having a baby.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit.
Wait, he tried to sue Mountain Dew because he had a baby?
Because the myth that it killed your sperm and all this shit, and then he ended up getting a girl pregnant and he tried to sue Mountain Dew. And they're like,
he took a myth to court?
Yeah.
Took a myth.
You don't believe, like,
to
man.
Court. That is bold.
All sorts of shit, man.
Took a myth to court. If you put it like that, Baker Bone, that is
there's a nigga who sued his parents for giving to from for creating him.
What?
I remember that.
Yeah, there's a dude who sued his parents because he was like, I didn't have a choice in being born.
Stupid. Did he win the case?
Of course you don't win.
You don't win that case.
Yo, you don't win. You're suing your fucking parents first. I'm like, who the fuck is representing
this
asshole?
Who is this nigga, man?
Did they have a jury? Because imagine being in that jury. Just like, you got to sit there and listen to this dude. Like, I didn't want to be here, and they fucking put me here. Literally,
my life is hard. I'm dealing with shit that I don't want to deal with because they fucked
and made me and birthed me.
I they think at that me. Point, you should be able to, you should legally be able to kill your kid. You'd be like, all right, you don't want to be here? Just fucking get on your knees. Put like, some tarp down.
Like a court appointed, no. Yep. What, no, go to court first. And then they go, yeah, you can kill this motherfucker.
Yep.
Yeah. They give you a court appointed pistol that you got to send back.
Yeah, you got to mail the gun back.
You got to mail the gun back. You can pop him, but you got to mail that goddamn gun back.
Does the court give you more than one bullet just in case you fuck up?
Three bullets max.
Yep.
And each bullet you shoot, you got to clear. You got to write your name down. You got to write it off. If you want this shit to happen, three bullets on the gun, nigga. Yep. You got to sign off every time you shoot it.
Yep.
You got to kill the nigga, give proof that you killed him, and send the gun back.
Yep.
Yep.
Sign, I like that shit. Good for
date,
you.
Time.
Sign, date, time. All that shit. Yep.
I like that shit. Yo. This is why we love this podcast, this man. Because we solve the world's problems.
Yeah, man. Corner-pointed killings.
Yes.
For motherfuckers that say they don't want to be here.
Or
they
won't be here.
Yeah, all right,
my
word.
Parents put me here.
Yeah, but that goes out to the people who get depressed because they're like, they be like, not depressed. Depression is different, but motherfuckers are like, my life is so hard. Be like, all right, look, here, judge, fucking gun.
Tell the judge the case. If the judge feels, okay, like, all right, this, that, and that happened, and it wouldn't happen if you weren't here. So, all right, I guess, yeah, you dead weight. Yep. All right, what we going to do, bailiff?
Fucking judge, man.
Bailiff, bring in the gun. Bring in, bailiff, bring in the gun, the corner pointed gun, and had him sign out for it. Yep.
No last meal.
No last meal.
What are we feeding you for if you didn't want to be here?
You want to be here.
What you want
to
eat?
I ain't going to hire chefs to cook for you if you don't even want to be here with you all the way. Depressed ass.
Be complaining about the meal I just gave you.
Yeah.
You call this corn? Fuck you, nigga.
Yeah, man.
Let's get on with it.
Yeah, man.
So how many brothers and sisters you have?
Ah, shit. This is a tricky number.
Damn.
With my mom, I got my three, my little brother and my two sisters. With my biological dad, he says it's three of us, and we just got to go with that.
That's a Rolling Stone answer.
Damn.
Well, I was a Rolling Stone. Wherever I laid my hat was my home. Yeah. So I guess maybe three.
But maybe he don't fuck with the other ones.
Dude, like, I met my dad in my 20s. Like, I had to walk up on a nigga and be like, hey.
Oh, hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
All right. How? Yeah,
like, cause like my mom's side, like
he
all
was just
my cousins
at the store buying a sandwich.
My cousin was passing, and I was like, "Damn, I'm losing a lot of family." Let me go find out, cause like my biggest fear was that I would hook up with a cousin that I didn't know.
That there you go.
So I was like,
"What if it's good?" You like, damn, man.
Damn.
I knew you was family. This shit.
Damn, this felt too good.
Great.
It felt right.
This shit felt familiar.
I was in you and it felt like home, and I had to figure out why.
You're like,
you're so fucked up. I feel like, remember the mom on Back in the Future? When I kiss you, it kind of feels like I'm kissing my brother. When I'm fucking you, girl, it kind of feels like you could be my auntie.
Damn.
But it was so good, I just put it in the back of my mind. until I bust his nut. Now I'm like scared. Like, yeah. That's wild, Baker Bone. But anyway, go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah. So like, I'm just like, all right. So my whole goal was just to meet my brother, mm-hmm. sister, and cousins.
Okay.
So I get down to the house and this nigga show. He's there and he's like, oh well, your mom said. I have questions. I was like, he was married to my mom. Yeah. He was married to her, and he still had questions because I guess he wanted to dip. And he was like, yeah, she got pregnant. Whereas I was like, but y'all still was fucking though, right? And he was like, yeah, but I didn't think it actually went down. So and then like the first day I met my whole family, he asked for a paternity test. I walk in, I'm shaking and hugging everybody's hand. This is one black woman. I hug her. She goes, no, I'm here to do a paternity test. And I go, nigga, what?
Damn.
So my mom
was like, you my aunt? No, I'm the doctor. I'm just here to draw the blood.
That's so not Antoine Fisher. I thought you were supposed to get pancakes.
Nope.
The Thanksgiving dinner, like that's not around Thanksgiving, and they bring you all in.
Nah. My uncles was like, yo, that's definitely your boy. And like, he was just like, I don't know, man. Just like, I was like, really? We gotta do this? We gotta do this? So my mom's sitting there,
like, I didn't even fast yet. Y'all should have told me, because you know, you can't draw blood after my sugar levels is high. I ate breakfast and shit.
I just drove down here. Now I got to take this paternity test with y'all.
Damn.
This is wild. All right.
So hold on. How'd that go down?
Shit. So my mom sat there. She like, because like, all three parties had to be there. My mom sat there. She was heated. She was like, I could see her mumbling under her breath. Like, I married this goofy ass. I can't believe this dumb shit. So, and then we get the results. He wants like, I thought I was going to fight him that day. Like,
yeah, it sounded like it was leading up to that.
So,
yeah.
Like, as a kid, you grow up and you be like, hey, man, as soon as I see my dad on site, I'm like,
yeah.
Boy named Sue, Johnny Cash, I'm going to knock this nigga out.
Yeah.
So he go, yo, can we just talk one-on-one? And his
you
excuse.
Start cracking your knuckles like, yeah.
Yeah, we just talk one-on-one. A fair one, right? Yeah. Like a fair one. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Pop.
So we go for a walk, and he was trying to explain. He was like, yo, listen, I ain't, like, my reason for not being in there. Because I didn't think he was mine. And I was like, so what was the reason? And he was like, oh, your mom made a cake. And I remember this story word for word. And I got so pissed. He goes, your mom made a cake. And I go, yeah, she makes cakes. She likes to bake. He's like, nah, when she baked, that means she happy about something. I go, yeah, birthdays, celebrations. He's like, nah, it means that she had sex. And I remember when he said that, it ruined every cake in my life.
Wow.
Just like, did you really just think every cake she just fucks and she goes make us a cake? Like,
yeah,
fuck you.
She go bust that nut and then fucking... What we got? We want lemon meringue?
Let me go beat these eggs.
Carrot cake.
Let me go.
She get it beat up and then beat them eggs.
Does she whisk it, nigga? Or does she use the plug-in? Piece of shit.
So, like...
I used to eat the batter off the fucking...
You eating sex cake. You fucking licking the... You're like, licking the fucking... The thing, licking the spoon. And your mom like, go ahead, lick that spoon, baby.
That's just like your mama look at you licking that spoon. You weird little boy.
Are y'all good terms now?
We good now.
That's like, that's adult shit.
He gives money? They never do.
You know, fuck it. Yeah, we talking.
Yeah.
So I'm from Jersey. And I don't know if anybody noticed or not. If you ever make a child, do not do it in Jersey.
Why? Okay.
Because child support is a bitch in New Jersey.
Okay. Everything's a bitch in New Jersey.
Bruh, they will get all of their money. It's no such thing as, oh, you didn't know you had a kid. No, we want all that shit. Damn. You can't leave nothing around here. You left a human being. Damn. My dad owes $160,000 in back child support.
And that goes to you?
Doesn't go to me. Goes to my mom. It's in my mom's name. Once I pass 18, that's no longer my money.
Oh.
That's her money. So,
damn.
State of New Jersey's like, yo, your mom could buy a boat, nigga.
All right. Y'all heard
SS
it here,
fuck
folks.
This nigga.
If y'all
that's
trying to come up,
nigga.
If y'all trying to come up, people,
hey,
get pregnant in New Jersey.
Have it on Jersey soil.
Yup.
On Jersey soil.
You fuck right.
I was born in Cali,
at the
man.
PATH train.
Oh, yo, Jersey is so wild.
That is wild.
Y'all remember Antonio Cromartie?
No.
Football player.
Cromartie, yeah.
He had all those kids and whatnot.
Yeah.
Before he could play for the Jets, he had back child support. He was going to get locked up in Jersey when he got traded here. So they had to pay up his child support so he can just be able to play in the state of New Jersey.
Wow. Damn.
Yo, they want all their money.
Good for them.
Why does that sound familiar? That wasn't Left Eye dude, was it?
Nah, Antonio Cromartie was the dude that he couldn't remember all his kids' names.
Yeah, okay.
How many kids did he have?
I want to say like 12 or something like that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you can only remember like three kids, after that, you just start making up names.
Yo, man.
That's when the repetitive names come from. Oh, yeah. You're like, Don Don.
John John.
John John, Don Don, Ray Ray. You ever notice that, though? A person with a lot of kids, like their first couple kids
tons of
have like regular syllable names, mm-hmm. and then it just goes into a bunch of fucking onomatopoeias.
It just, it go, this is how it go. This, it's always like some shit like Sylvia, John, Gregory. And then this is when it get funny. This is when it get funny.
Peanut.
And then after Peanut, nigga, all you getting is sounds. Yep. Yep. It's a lot of bangs and zaps. Yep. It's a lot of Batman fighting noises. That's what the fuck that is.
14 kids.
Kapow. Kapow Jenkins.
Kapow because your parents, Jackson.
Your parents can't remember that shit.
That's so
they remember the
funny.
Ones they love. And then the other ones that's just eating up shit. Like, hey, 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 come here.
They go, hey, what's hey,
your hey. Name? My name is A-A. It's spelled A-Y, A-Y.
Oh, man.
Y'all niggas got lifestyles, man. I be hearing stories from y'all motherfuckers.
Bruh,
it wasn't the same.
Bruh.
That's why life is great now.
Life is great.
Yo, it was so, like, when you're younger, you think it, like, it's rough. But, like, when you get older and you can look back at it, man, once you get through that shit, the shit is fun and funny.
Yeah. You got, like, shit to pull from. You got things to, like, get you to the next level.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
she bust nothing to start. I gotta go back to that. This shit made me die.
What type of cake you want?
She made cakes after. Nigga, I just met you, and this is what you drop on me?
Imagine that. Imagine that's your reasoning.
Always been the man. Every time we talk,
that's your reasoning. You come in the house, you see your wife made a cake, and go, "What the fuck,
dude?
Ain't this a bitch?"
Dads never have a good reason for not being around, though. Like, my dad, like, when I finally talked to my dad, and he was like, yeah, man, I'm sorry I wasn't there, but, you know, it was just a lot of shit going on, and he started getting his voice low, like, yeah, man, like, you know, when your mom started using drugs, like, she got that shit from me, you know, like... Okay, nigga, like that's a good reason to leave.
Yeah, yeah, that's your reason. She was home, and I still know her.
Yeah,
that's wild.
Yeah, man, they never have a good reason.
Yeah,
I'm like, you've been going that long, you better have an amazing excuse.
All I know is
come
your
up
dad,
with a good lie.
Your dad, for what it's worth, your dad had a great reason to leave again when we met him in D.C.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah,
the nigga, I just was like, damn, he dipped on the reunion. He couldn't even wait the whole time we was hanging out. I was like, damn, that nigga ain't shit.
My sisters are great with him, though. My sister's like, he loves and hates my sisters.
Wait, why they hate?
Because he loves them because they talk to him, and then he hates them because they want money. They don't give a fuck. I love Danae. I don't want to say my sister's name.
Yeah.
I love my
too.
Sister.
Don't say the name.
I don't want people looking for my sister, nigga.
I love my sister.
And my sister is like up front, and she don't give a fuck. And like the moment he was like, yeah, whatever you need, she was like, okay. So
whatever. Well, since you said whatever,
right.
I'ma need
cause he looked out with me. He was like, yeah, you know what you need for your career, like what you need for your career to pop off, and like how much money do you need to live comfortably. And I was like, don't worry, man, I probably make more than you. I'm fine.
Oh,
like,
bro.
Don't worry.
So he like, wanna get like,
but he be saying that expecting not to get
but
something
he's
back.
Lying. He didn't know it's a good sentiment. Is that what it said?
It's a sentiment, but it's not
a sentiment. It's not a real offer. He's just doing it to try to seem supportive.
Mons thought he thought he was trying to do the same thing too.
Yeah.
When he started paying child support, he thought like, yo, like I was getting that money. So
yeah.
He thought like, oh, I'm paying my rent with this back child support. He thought that's like my trust fund.
Yeah.
So he was just like, wait, you ain't get that check? I'm like, nigga, that's not my money.
That's not mine.
That ain't mine. My mom invested that shit.
Oh, she's
my mom got a beauty shop.
My mom is living the life. She is happy every 2 weeks.
She deserves it though.
She texts me every 2 weeks. How you doing? You doing good? I'm so happy I raised you.
Uh-huh. I'm so happy that you were the best investment.
You were the best investment I ever gave birth to. Like, wait a second, mom. Wait a minute.
She played the market.
Yep.
She played the stock
market.
Long game.
What was that? What was that line? I told her that she had a baby, not a paycheck. Yep. Miss Jackson.
Yep.
Yeah. That whole line, that big boy line. I forgot how it went, but I told her she had a baby and not a paycheck.
My mom's like, nah, I had a paycheck. It was a baby, but now it's a check.
After it turned 18.
And if he don't pay up, he go to jail.
Yes.
That's Gordon, but on
he won't come to none of my shows in Jersey.
Damn.
He won't like.
Do you want him there though?
Nah. But well, no. He comes to shows and he supports. He's a cool dude now. And like we have a cordial relationship now where like we'll talk. Like I feel like more like his bartender than anything else. Yeah. If he's stressing, he'll hit me up.
Yeah.
And I'll talk with him some shit. And then like other than that, like we have a cool relationship for the dynamic that we have.
Yeah.
It's as amicable as possible.
Word.
I'm like, don't hit me up with your fucking problems. You can't force shit.
I mean, that's cool. Especially when you met him in your 20s.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I'm like, get that.
Like, what I'm supposed to do now? Nah, like, I'm already been a bar.
I'm grown. It's like, what was, Eddie Griffin had a joke like that. Go in there and see your father and see where you get your shit from. And he went in there. He's like, what's up, nigga? And he looked at him. He's like, yeah, look at him. He got that big ass row of teeth. Eddie Jr., when he said Eddie Jr., he's like, nigga, Jr. This is Eddie. I don't, there's no Jr. shit. I'm grown now, motherfucker. Yeah. Like, so I get it. I see it.
Dude, I see like every like people always asking about shit like that. Like my cousins, they used to worry about the shit like that, but now I've seen them now become like Instagram dads and shit.
Okay.
This is like the modern day dad. Instagram dads is like they really not into kid life, but they see the pictures that the mom posts on Instagram and then they post it too. They know we're near the shit, but they post that shit.
A bunch of
those dudes out there like that, yo.
Man, social media.
Social media done fucking.
You could sell that shit.
Expedited parenting.
Yeah,
it just gets you coochie. That's it. It just gets you all the ass because they go, oh, your kid's cute. Like, yeah, you know.
Yo,
I'm not with the mom anymore.
You know how, you make a pretty baby, everybody be knocking at your door.
Yeah.
You have a pretty baby, take one picture holding a cute baby, everybody like, hey, you ain't with her? Yeah. I want a pretty baby.
Wow.
Yeah,
my cousin got 10 boys now.
Damn.
10. Dang. 10. This nigga's not stopping. He asked me if he should get a vasectomy. Like, that was the weirdest conversation I ever had with my cousin.
I'm like,
he was like, should I get it snipped? I was like, nigga, that's your sack, bro.
Yeah, it's too late, nigga. The deed is already done. You got 10 kids.
Yeah, now.
10, what is he, Muslim?
Put them shits in a fucking museum.
Just a light-skinned dude down in Florida. Light-skinned dude from Jersey, moved down to Florida.
Went to Florida.
Oh, yeah, no, you can clean up in Florida.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
If you're from the north and you light-skinned, you move down south, bro, you just.
Oh, yeah. I've been down south just walking around. Hey, what's going on, miss? Who are you? I'm just here to do a show. You want to come to Hooters and have a fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich on me? Oh, shit, okay.
Did you eat the fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Okay, cool, nigga. You saying no.
Of course.
You ain't never been to the South? Yo.
I have. I'm dark-skinned.
Yo,
so.
Bro, you be attractive and confident in the South, you will get some real fast. They'll take you home quick.
No, I've had my little romps. I've had some romps.
Let's not get into those stories.
Yeah.
That's all we can go. My nigga married Ro. I've had some romps.
I had some romps. That's what I should call it. Romps.
Romps.
Yeah. Just. Hey, man. Yeah, no, I've heard.
Opened a lot of doors.
Well, Baker, I know. Well, you're a comedian extraordinaire. Yeah. I'll be the first nigga to say you're one of the funniest niggas I know. Hard
to
follow.
Absolutely.
But I see you doing these AVN. Like, you get to talk to the porno chicks now, and I'm jealous of the motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Nigga, you could have went.
Hey. We did, but we didn't. I was like, but I want to see what Baker doing. I like how Baker conducts the interview.
I'm telling you right now, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of disgusting shit. Very
disgusting
educational.
Disgusting or disgusting?
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Oh, it is disgusting
shit.
What's
disgusting about it?
The fans. Like, just be real with you.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine a mentality. A dude that's he's jerking off the home.
Two-way chick.
Yeah. And then he goes, you know what? I'm going to go see her. And then he buys a plane ticket, buys a hotel room. He pays a mission fee.
I never thought about this.
Oh, my God. Really, that's seven levels of creep, bro.
Yeah.
He might as well got that plane ticket in cum.
Yo.
Here's some cum for the quick ticket.
That's pretty gross, man. Think about it.
Think about what he's booking the ticket for.
Yeah. But,
I get to go see Angela White in person. Yeah. I'm actually... We jerk off. Send it out.
He's sitting there covered in himself going, I need to see her in person.
That's fucking wild.
Are there any like regular people there? Like besides the porn stars? Or is everybody just like in them hover rounds?
Well, from what I gather, you tell
50-50. Me. 50-50. Okay, I'm gonna say it like that. It's 50-50.
Yeah.
You do see some dudes that you be like, I can't, ugh, what the fuck you doing here? And then you do see some that just wander, because it is Vegas. People just like, oh, the AVNs are here, and they're just wandering their friend, but they get kind of like creeped out because some, like everything, there's, everyone has a kink.
Yeah.
Everyone has a kink. I watched this dude literally buy a sex doll. Like
a whole doll.
A whole doll. Not like in pieces.
No.
Not like, hey, I like this, ship it to my house.
No. Yeah.
He went, like, he actually
carried
kicking,
a doll out. Like
kicking the fucking tires on the doll, like just touching the doll's ass and slapping it, grabbing the boob. Yep. How much? And then he paid it. Oh, another thing too. If y'all ever want to do like some Ocean 11 type shit, rob an AVN Awards.
Rob an AVN.
Cash.
Paid in cash.
Cash. Nobody wants their name left anywhere.
This shit is dope.
Wait, how big was the, like, was it like a
human-sized
woman?
Straight up human size.
You know that's what they go with now, the whole girl. Bruh,
the silicone, look, I'm like getting up. Silicone, what type of material?
Yeah, it's a lifelike material. That's, you just gotta lube it up. I interviewed all of them. Like, even, I interviewed the toy makers. That was the more fascinating part.
I bet.
Cause like, you just got a ton of questions. Like, what's cleanup like? Like,
yeah.
like how do you test?
They got like a little tray.
A lot of them don't.
Do they got like a little tray that you can like pull out?
No, the dolls that I saw. Yeah. No, you got to clean that out yourself afterwards.
How do you got like?
You got to get in there and get it out. I don't know what they do.
It's like cleaning your braces.
Well, you shouldn't be coming. That's so funny. You said cleaning your braces.
You got to get it.
You gotta get in there.
You gotta swab it out. Oh my god! Just get a girl. But anyway, so
nah, bro.
So creep level 1,000. I can already see that. So 50%, and then motherfuckers go there for that. So I know the girls are probably on, like, they got anxiety.
Yeah.
Because they like worried about
security's everywhere.
Yeah.
Because you just in case somebody acts stupid, like you get pat down before you go in. Then there's like a metal detector. Okay. They don't want no dumb shit happening there.
Okay.
Which is like smart. On top of everything.
It's porn con.
Yeah. And then like there's the big beef right now is cam girls versus industry girls.
Wow.
Independent women.
Well, cam girls aren't porn stars.
They're not porn stars.
Yeah.
But they are making upwards of like $10,000 a month off of just like OnlyFans type shit.
Damn.
Like just like they just do their own videos at home. They fuck who they want to fuck, or they just like they get special requests for videos and whatnot. Yeah. They make all their bank off of that. And then like you have like a major label like Bang Bros and like, or Evil Angel or any of these people, like, hey, come down for a shoot. And they're like, for what, bro?
Yeah.
I'm doing it on my own. I market myself all independent.
And I know they hate that shit.
Bruh, they be trying
to get
these
cam rap game. Like the cabin Uber beef for 2016 or whatever the fuck.
But that's pretty good that the women are more in control of their business.
True.
That's fair. But that's, so the industry girl is like, well, you know, we out here slaving our pussy
it's
out.
It's the record label
contracts.
It's like the record label. It's like Chance the Rapper.
This shit is deep.
Because these chicks are like Chance the Rapper and like all these mixtape people.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, I'm selling out theaters off of mixtape.
Why do I need you?
Why do I need you? Damn, that's wild. So dope.
So they, like,
that's dope.
You watch some of them try, like some of the industry try to get some of these cam girls on that level. But the big thing that they still want to get awards at the AVNs.
Oh,
they
no, be you can't.
Best new girl. They want to be.
Oh, this is the whole Netflix Oscars thing. It's the same. This is all the same shit.
Just with fucking.
Damn.
Well, and more viewers.
Yeah. Wait, well, yeah. Wild.
But why do they care about the award if you're getting the bread?
All right, you win an award. Off your homemade, non-produced by like a big industry tape. You making all that money on your own, but you just got this niche crowd.
Yeah.
Don't you're gonna want like that Netflix crowd
okay.
that access to them so they all could come over to you.
Wait,
so
the award brings a bigger crowd?
Yes.
Because
Remember the awards are shown on Showtime and all these other syndicated places.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man.
Well, see? I don't know, though. It's like the mixtape being nominated for a Grammy.
True.
Because Chance the Rapper's Chance 3 was a mixtape, but he still won a Grammy.
Yeah.
He won a Grammy. Drake got a nod for his first one.
Yeah.
So that's wild. That shit.
Damn.
Bro, I want to talk to one of these porno girls now.
I sat on the set for...
not for that reason. For this reason. I want to hear this side.
Like, because like, I was interviewing everybody. And I was interviewing this black dude who runs his own 3D... or not 3D, virtual reality porn site.
Okay.
And dope as fuck. So I'm interviewing him, and like, it was the weirdest question. He was like, hey man, it was late at night, it was after the awards, and I just, we had to finish, this is the last interview, and he was like, hey, you mind if we do, if I drink a little bit and smoke? I was like, hey dude, do what you gotta do to relax. And he was like, hey, would it be cool if they shot a scene behind me as I interviewed? And I'm like, oh, what do you mean a scene? And he was like, you know, they just gonna fuck behind me, like, he's gonna, is that cool? And I, no, no, but
but you like, what she look like? I guess. What's the girl? Who the star for the girl? Who the girl?
Oh, bro,
did they do it?
Nah, they didn't do it. They just did like a massage, like her, like she strategically made it during the interview, like her tit would fall out every now and then, so she'd be talking and just like, just titties is out, and you just got to keep eye contact.
Why did you say no? That'd have been hilarious. I'm like, yeah, go do your thing, man.
Do your thing, man. So,
hilarious. That's
when
like that,
did you feel like you needed to get into the 3D
that's
porn?
That's like that porn. So remember when Snoop started making porn?
That was weird.
And then porn, like, they'd be fucking, but Snoop be in the room like, la da 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 da. Like, what the fuck?
That was a strange.
You remember like, that shit?
Because my
Snoop
first thought.
Rapping.
You ready for this shit? Because my first thought when I saw it, I was like, ain't this nigga married?
Yo. And Snoop is married.
And he's married. I was like, Snoop be out here doing some wild shit.
Hey man, that check,
that marriage,
that check,
test,
that check. People be out there be like, all right, man, y'all want to see me in porn? Let's do it. I ain't gonna fuck nobody.
He wasn't fucking. He was just there.
He
like,
Kurt Franklin the fuck out of that. He was just up there saying what they were saying. Yeah, I get it.
That's all you gotta do.
Can you?
Because to be honest,
we can't pull up those things, right?
No,
because
I don't,
of the internet. Yeah,
but
so funny.
For what it's worth, I believe. The now born again pastor Jasmine Cashmere was in Snoop's joint.
Really?
She was one of the chicks in Snoop's.
Wait, Jasmine Cashmere? I know Jasmine Cashmere. Like she's born again.
Her? You
no,
know
I,
that?
Like, I know of her. I know.
Dave Temple tells me all the time, yo, her tweets are wild because she's like, I love the Lord, but don't forget who the fucking best was. Shit like that. You remember I'm the originator of sucking dick the way I suck a fuck. Like Jasmine be saying, like she be all about the Lord, but don't you forget who the fuck was fucking out here
don't make
and having all these black
retirement.
Kids in high school.
Yeah, you listen. I'm going to heaven, but I got a demon throat. You hear me?
Yeah, man. Oh, shit. I'm so glad, because it's funny to watch her now. You'd be like, that's so, she's like a deaconess or whatever the fuck. But yeah, she was gross.
A lot of the ladies there, like, it's
who
funny.
That? Is that Jasmine? That ain't Jasmine.
That ain't Jasmine.
I know Jasmine. I see her.
That's not Jasmine. Who's that?
I was somebody, but that wasn't, I
that
know
Jasmine,
Cashmere. I know Jasmine. We all know Jasmine. That's not, she'd say shit like, this tastes like Jasmine. Yeah, that's maybe her up top. Yeah, that's her. Right up there.
Wait, yeah.
Yeah.
It was the top.
My nigga,
oh, you gotta be fast. Yeah right.
Up top.
Yep.
That's her.
Yep.
It looks like she's having confessionals saying what it is. Yeah. So yeah. Dope film star, Jasmine Cashmere. Yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
The one thing
I
liked about this thing, it helped a lot of people that like watch porn just have like an open conversation with me about porn and lifestyle.
Yeah, man, because they still people.
Bruh.
It's a industry. I don't know why people like are so weirded out about it.
Because
it's,
like
acting, wrestling, fucking the circus is the same shit.
It's really the circus.
People don't want to tell her kinks, yo. And like I met a couple who wears 3D, not 3D. I got a virtual reality goggles, like the Oculus goggles, when I watch porn. So like they're both wearing virtual reality type shit.
Of other people that is watching other people fuck?
Whatever they like. Yeah.
What kind of fucking Black Mirror?
And the way they explained it to me.
Why you don't like fucking the person you fucking?
But like what they explained to me is like, hey, you ever have been blindfolded during sex? And I was like, yeah. And it was like, it's kind of like the same thing, but just I have a I have an image in front of me.
Wow.
Mm.
So they fucking each other, but they still got that's the weirdest look. Can you imagine me and you rob a house? Me and you going, us three. We going on a B&E, right? We going to the hills of Los Angeles, nigga, or whatever. We in Vegas. We rocking. Yeah. We going there, some goofy white couple fucking each other with big ass eyes. Nigga, I will bust the fuck out. All right, we got to get out. We got to leave. I don't want to rob these people. That shit, or we rob them and laugh the whole time.
Dude,
I would be snickering while taking their shit.
You need to write that out. You need to write that out.
Take a picture of that shit.
That is funny.
Yo, we robbed. Yo,
write it out, Derek.
All right, it's funny. All right, that shit funny as fuck. We going to B&E go rob, and we rob a white couple fucking with the fucking gun, and they don't hear us,
bro.
and we clean them the fuck out while this goofy ass sex scene. That shit would be so goddamn funny.
Yeah, that's an episode on a web series. Yeah. Derek needs to write it.
Bruh, there's so much shit out there. If you don't go for like the girls or anything like that, go for the technology, because the technology is what lead porn.
Porn technology.
Well, porn is like the leader.
Four steps ahead.
I heard, is this true that the fucking mini disc didn't go because they couldn't make it porn compatible?
Yep.
I was like,
what do you mean porn compatible?
You couldn't get porn on
mini disc.
Why not?
Apparently, that's not where like most buyers of porn was going towards the mini discs.
It was DVDs.
Like, DVDs. Yeah. It was laser disc. Remember those big ass laser discs?
Yeah, I remember the big cases when I was walking through West Coast Video trying to get to the back curtain, and you get there, fucking bread box full of porn.
Yep. It went from that, like that didn't take off because the porn industry went with DVDs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, all right, dude, DVDs are smaller, compact, and easier to make.
Yeah. And they hide it in your pocket easier.
Yeah, man.
Motherfucker
made it easier to be creepier. Creepiness got easier.
Yep.
Mini disc, it would have been the best on mini disc, but yeah. But
that's why cell phones and all this shit took off, because you can watch porn on this shit.
Yep.
Like whenever the fuck you
want. That's
whenever
crazy.
You want, like with 5G now coming out and all that stuff, their big jump now is to make you able to still have like relations with your partner or interact with your partner while you're like on the road.
Yeah.
Like they want sex toys to be able to go on like Bluetooth
and
Wi-Fi.
So
like
the fuck?
If you're across the country and your lady or your boyfriend has a sex toy, a vibrator, you can control that shit from your phone from the other side of the country.
Yo, that's fucking dope.
That's all they want to do now. They just
America is so good at being great
America,
at the dumb
it's
shit.
The rest of the world.
But you think like niggas, porn around the world is different. But in America, niggas be like, how the fuck can we do some genius shit so niggas can bust nuts?
Yeah.
I want to be in New York. My girl's in San Francisco. But I still want to finger her.
Can reach across the country now?
Yo.
I'm going to get my dick across. How can I get my dick across? You know, same thing as a phone call. How can I talk to somebody over there? How can I throw my dick from here all the way across the country? Nigga, porn is like some old, billion dollar industry.
I feel like we're in the wrong industry, man.
Bro, I want to invest in like more sex toys now. Swear to God.
You know what?
Because high-end sex toys.
What's the company's called? You can invest in them.
I met one of the companies. This dude has designer luxury brand sex toys. Yep. Long distance sex toys. This dude
nutty.
This Russian dude from
I know the Nora company, because they all those women always be having sex parties and shit for the Nora shit.
Bruh. Yeah. If I could figure out a way to like sell some of these toys the way they sell at these events, bruh, so much money.
The shit that you're saying to me is so wild, man, because it's nothing new.
Nothing new.
My mom used to sell Mary Kay to get that fucking pink Cadillac. Yeah. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
I got to figure out. That's why they be throwing these parties, man, because they know they're going to get someone on the back end.
Yep. Yeah.
So if they make enough, it's something for something else. And that's crazy. This is like the new pink Cadillac. This is wild. Man. This is so wild.
This thing called Zalo, this motherfucker makes high-end luxury brand sex toys and like Louis Vuitton, like leather style, like BDSM type shit.
Oh,
and that shit, he is banking off of that shit.
It's calf. Damn. It's calf skin.
You have a Louis scarf around your handcuffs. Neck.
You gonna tie me up with a wash rag, nigga?
This is a fucking.
I only like
triple leather people leash.
I like a Dapper Dan handcuff.
Dude, yeah. I never knew that many people walked around with their like partners on leashes like
fucking
that.
Wait,
you seen a lot of leashes?
So many leashes, bro.
I saw a nasty white bitch in the little garbage pants walking around some old white dude in New York.
Yeah.
Right across the street from the Village Lantern one night.
She was walking him
around. Walking this nigga.
Yes.
He had a face thing on. White guy.
Yeah.
People leash. And she looked nasty. She was like, oh. And I was like, oh, he's paying for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right in the city. So it's like, it's not even that.
Bro, they get banked. You get bank off of that. Financial domination. Have y'all heard of financial domination?
No, financial domination.
Basically, this dude got a lot of money, but he wants the woman that he wants to like financially punish him. So like if he does something wrong or something that she doesn't like, she just starts spending his money. Like, give me your debit card. Give me your credit card, and starts buying shit. And he's like, mistress, stop. Like, please.
I thought financial domination was like getting your bills cleaned up.
Yo, yeah,
I thought it was like, you know, knocking out a few of those back.
Like
things.
A girl takes out your debt. She, like, damn.
Nah, like,
wow.
Yeah, like,
and that's a kick. That's shit. Anything.
People are making money. There's so
how
many
do you
people.
Get into that?
I don't know how you get. Listen, I can't financially dominate nobody.
That's a that's job. So I'm, like, wild. I'm like, babe, look, I'm gonna pick up a job. There's these ladies out here that want me to like spend their money when they fuck up.
When they fuck up.
Feet. Are they old chicks?
Nah, these are like young chicks, like middle aged. It varies.
That
it
is varies wild. In
age. Well, I'm saying there's old women who are into that too, who like yes. financial domination.
All right, I gotta ask. Gordon,
get a
was there
nice
one?
Old lady. You don't got a bang. You just fucking swipe her card every time.
I wish.
Bitch, I don't like the way you're talking to me. I'm getting these Jordans. Uh-huh.
The you fuck you say, Karen?
Yep.
Man, the crew going out tonight.
I'm renting this test
on your shit, on your dime. Hear me, bitch? Huh? On your dime. Yo. How you like me now?
Who you getting loud with?
Rub your nipples to this shit, bitch. I just bought a Cartier bracelet.
I don't even know what this shit is.
I don't even know what this shit is, but I bought it on your shit. You like that? Is that sexy to you?
Life, man. When you find out about all this shit,
that's
like,
wild.
Why
you,
do you
fall for any of them? Because I know me. Because I fall for strippers. So I know there would have been one chick. Every time we go to strip club, I tell you, I fall in love with at least one chick. And I spent $200 on her.
$200 at a strip club is not a lot of money.
That's all I got because that's all I'm going. That's my cap. I don't never go past
that. Like, he said $200 like that's a lot of money.
Yo, she man, like, if listen, you make it rain listen. Slow,
you didn't even pay for her bruh. Fucking babysitter that night.
Don't matter. Bruh. Don't matter. She going to take this little $200. I'm going to come up, drop maybe 25, do a round, come back 25 more.
He right about that. Yeah. I used to do topless talent up in Connecticut where I hosted a talent show. The biggest way to look like a baller when you're not, throw 36 singles. It looks like a fucking money storm. You fool everybody. Throw 36 singles in the air.
36 singles in the air. And don't let a fan be on, nigga. I look like Diddy in this bitch. 36 singles. You hear me, Brian? I ain't fucking around. 36,
that's
nigga.
All you need. $36. You throw $36 in a strip club, everybody like, this nigga got money.
That's right. $12 one pocket, $12 other pocket, $12 in my back fucking pocket.
But you gotta disappear after. When that shit finally come down, you gotta fucking go. You're going to sit in that?
This is just $36.
They're going to call you out like, yo, this motherfucking fraud. This shit's a movie motion picture on it.
Yo. They got rap video money in here. Get him. Where that nigga go? He out.
That nigga left. That motherfucker left already. Oh, shit. Gordon, you are such an asshole. This shit is great. God damn, I love this podcast.
You said, make it rain slow. If I make it rain slow out this bitch. But no, so you have fall for a porno lady? They look like
lie.
they can be a little whimsical.
They, yeah. And very. When an adult star hits on you and flirts with you, it does, you have to check yourself very fast.
Okay.
Because, like, I was doing interviews, and after the interview, like, that's another thing, too. I'm not asking a lot of dumbass questions, like most of these dudes, like, hey.
They want.
How big is your titties?
Yeah. I could already imagine.
How'd you get into porn? Do you still talk to your uncle?
Yeah, that
dumb
shit.
Like that, yeah. Just like, yeah.
But I figure, I see them being more sapient now because they only get the dumb shit.
Yes.
So you in here asking them real in-depth, not in your pussy question. I know they be trying to be like, oh, so.
Dude, we just like, just casual conversation. Before I start the interview, I'm just talking. Just like, just, hey, how's your day going? Anybody bothering you? Like, what the fuck? Like, what do you hate about this? Like, real ass questions. Yeah. Do you want to work with people in this industry? But they do play it political because they say they want to work with everybody so they don't cut any ties.
They don't want to work with everybody.
Yeah. So just two were flirting with me. I got one of their numbers. She gave me her number afterwards. Didn't ask for it. Just gave it to me. Yeah. I was like, this is a trap. This is like
some
shit like that. Like, nah, I can't do that. But like, just sitting there, just having a casual conversation and just real shit come out. But then you have to realize, like, she still does porn. And like,
she still does it.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, like, I don't know if I could date a porn star because like you hear what they do sexually, especially as one she, I actually was like, what was your favorite thing from this year? Oh, double penetration. I was like, wow. Just fucking around. I was like, what made it easy for you? She was like, oh, the key to double penetration is if they're both uncircumcised and like, it's easier that way. And I was like, what? And just, we had a 10 minute conversation about that.
Yeah,
and,
man.
And then like,
you couldn't date a porn star, you're saying?
I couldn't. I'm a, matter of fact, I'll start this conversation. I'm not secure enough to fuck a chick that I know goes to work and gets railed by five black dudes with dicks this long. I'm not beat. I'm not goddamn beat. I don't get beat up with totem poles all day.
You just, what? She wants to be eaten out,
you gonna fall in, bro. And that's probably a misconception.
I'm just not gonna, no, the vagina snaps back.
Bruh,
the vagina is fucking resilient.
It does, but
if
God,
it don't snap
damn.
Back, then she ain't taking oh, care of it.
Totem pole niggas.
That's not
beating
too.
Her over
just
the head.
Don't just eat her out. Look, I ain't fucking put my mouth on this water fountain.
But if I like it, like that's why you can't like it because I like.
I was like doing this shit like. Fucking put their mouth on
is
the
his
fountain?
Lips on that yeah. water fountain? The
fuck
is
oh, I'm gonna bring a bottle. I'm gonna spray.
Yep. The only way is like. She can't. You can't kiss her,
nigga. Oh. So don't like her. So because if I like a chick, I'm gonna want to kiss her and go down on her. So no, absolutely not. Because unless you do girl all the time, bounce back. That's
see?
It.
That's not, like that's another thing too. And that's no. That's
you would do girl. You would,
oh, I would date a chick who was only fucking chicks on nigga in a heartbeat.
That's a lot of the relationships that they the reason they get fucked up is because they say jealousy it kills their relationship.
Yes, niggas is insecure.
Jealousy kills the relationship.
Chicks are getting destroyed by these niggas. And I hear male porn stars get paid $50. So these niggas fucking for their life. These niggas trying to figure out when they gonna eat next. Niggas fuck like, where I'ma eat next?
They fucking for craft
I'm
services.
I'm fucking these bitches to eat. These niggas fucking for their life. So no, they putting all they work, they strength into these, but nah.
Yo, bruh.
So I'm the first one to say that.
Bruh. Like, I want to say I would be open-minded enough to do it, but
it's
like,
a great conversation.
The back
God
of my
damn,
mind,
Gordon,
it'd be in the back of my mind, just like,
I seen footage.
Imagine you, like, you at a gig, you on the road, and she like, you like, hey man, I got to go bang out these two shows, and she like, yeah, I got to do the same. Oh. Love you, baby. And you like,
nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
You're right.
Nah. Nigga, nah. Nigga, I said, nah. Absolutely not. No. Sorry.
You on stage, you got to tell 45 minutes of joke back in your mind.
Nigga, and porno scenes be like 67 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
78 minutes.
Dang, are you going, watching the long johns?
Nah. I be seeing the times we like skip
after
that one.
After sitting on set and watching how they go through this shit, like, I know I can't be a porn star because I can't be fucking to somebody and somebody go, hey, man, move your hand, please. Please hold. Hold for sound.
Hold
for sound.
We had a truck go by. Hold up.
And don't let it be a porno where I gotta put a condom on. I'm gonna lose the whole scene. Oh shit, it's going away. Fuck, do some shit.
That's another thing, too.
Do they fuck with condoms now?
A lot of people still do fuck
with
condoms.
I can't watch a porn.
But there's a lot of people getting tested, too. That's a big industry, too.
Yeah.
If you do sex STD testing, that's an industry for you, man. You'll make bank.
So, wait.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, if you just come in as the.
Hey, this person's clean.
Wait. If you come in doing the testing,
I'd rather be the blood guy.
You saying, yo, you do the testing for people and that's bank?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be? I heard motherfuckers get checked every 5 days and that whole thing.
You have to.
Yeah.
Because you could shut down a whole section of porn if you got an STD.
Dude, like you could take a quarantine. Like, didn't the nigga with the hat? The nigga with the hat did that shit. Mr. Marcus, that was a whole thing. Yeah, Marcus gave like a whole quadrant of people chlamydia, some shit like that.
Yep.
I don't know.
Wait, what?
He had an STD, and I guess he didn't get tested, and he went on set. He started fucking.
Spread that shit around. Spread like
one damn. Person could ruin a whole genre with your nasty ass shit.
That's fucking.
But why
crazy.
Don't they just have a genre called STD porn?
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? It's like they do close ups of the yellow discharge.
Man, I like it.
Bro.
What the fuck?
Everybody got a kink, I guess. Everybody got a kink, I guess.
You capitalize. Everybody has a kink.
That's fucking gross. But anyway, hey, man, kink is a kink.
You see a bigger penicillin?
Do they still do that?
I don't know.
This ain't 70s porn, nigga. This ain't big fur. Penicillin.
Look at this pulling.
These bitches
bitch right
drink
here.
Penicillin out of Capri Suns now. Are you nuts? Penicillin. This nigga married.
I don't know what they're taking now.
This nigga all married. Oh, bro.
That's so funny.
Gotta be cleaning this bitch. Gotta be cleaning this.
Oh, bro.
Gordon, I kind of want to stop this goddamn
thing. Wait, we gotta wrap up? Oh,
this
yeah.
This nigga's 5 o'clock.
God damn, damn it, Gordon.
Man, boy. Bro. When I tell you came in here, this is a whopper of an episode. This is a whopper of an episode. God,
I definitely
damn
recommend y'all
Gordon.
Go. Like, go, like, not, you don't even gotta go to AVNs. Go to a sex expo. Go to anything that is out of your norm and, yeah. like, just experience
it. I just want to talk to one of them chicks, man, and just see if I can hold it. I just want her to think I'm cool after it. Like a porno chick be like, I think it's cool. Fuck with him, but I would fuck him, but I know he ain't gonna fuck me because I can't do it. I will not. I just go, my insecurity won't let me do it. It just won't let me do it. I'll be like, that's too much.
But what if she only does like the little penis porn? Like little dick porn? You be like, I know niggas ain't getting that far in that.
Your girl go up to a porn star, listen, your dick gotta be smaller than my man's. Uh-huh.
You wouldn't do
and
it
then? And
that's
still bittersweet, nigga, no! Only if she did, girl, if she was an exclusive, I only do lesbo porn, but I love Derek Gaines. That's the only way. If it's a chick on chick, if she only doing chicks,
yeah,
and then bring the chicks over after work, all right, that's it.
Maybe not a cam girl. All right, this is the last question. Maybe not a cam girl, but maybe not a porn star, but a cam girl that gets requests for like porn shit on a daily basis. Like, hey, I want to see you masturbate on camera. Hey, I want pictures of your toes. I want nudes of you. And then they're sending them money per request. Would you be okay with that?
Well, if
they're not fucking people.
If I could say this, I slept with one cam girl in my life before she went into the game.
Oh, okay.
And then I saw her in the game and was like, thank God.
Oh, wow.
I got like, in.
Before, she mean in the game?
Dude, she is disgust. Like, she'll take six niggas, all of them 7 foot.
Oh, wait, she does porn now?
She do porn now. I met her when she was just in the library doing a thing.
Yeah.
But now, met her at a fucking Aaliyah Janine show. Damn. All that shit. Matter of fact, rest in peace, Chris winged it.
Of course, Chris always.
Chris winged
like
it.
That.
I hung out with her. Phenomenal lady. But now she's off the, like, she's all, like, she dove in. It ain't, like, even subtle. This girl's disgusting. I'm like, damn. So, yeah, but nah. And I'm so happy, and I would never go back now, because, nigga, I done seen this girl be getting wrecked on
you
screen.
You watched it?
I'd be like, because I'd be sad. I'd be like.
I'd be sad.
Like, fuck.
Memories.
Yeah. Hey, damn. Hey, I liked it when it was just me and her, but there's 19 niggas in there.
Hey, man.
It's like a locker room.
They got one bottle of water for all of them. Why are you doing? Like, you just start doing it. Why are you doing this to yourself? You want to be Captain Save-A-Ho? No.
You don't need to do this.
Damn. I mean, I make money doing comedy, and I know you're making thousands upon thousands. I'm a wife. No. Kendra.
That's her name?
Yeah. Baker, where can they find you, man?
At Baker Bone on Instagram, Twitter, and Cash App and Venmo. At Baker Bone, find me. Be out there. I'm doing Drunk Black History at the end of the month, end of February. A whole bunch of people get drunk. We talk about Black History in a fun way. Not Dr. King and Malcolm X and all that. The figures you don't know about.
Oh, Swerve. Swerve.
Yeah, Caveat NYC. You check my Instagram. You'll find all that ticket info.
Gordon Baker Bone, one of my favorites, one of the funniest.
Yo, I appreciate y'all.
Nigga been in the game for a long time.
And it's a dope-ass show, too, yo. Dude, keep this shit up, y'all.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Hey, bro, you got anything?
You know what it is. Follow me on Monroe Martin III. Get all my dates on MonroeMartinComedy.com.
Yep, and I'm on at The Great Boy, THEGRETBOY on Instagram, and I got an album out called Fuckboy Ground Zero. Make sure y'all download
Hell
it on iTunes and just on Spotify to be all over. I can come to my page. I can send you the link and all that beautiful stuff. It's out there. I'm in the internet. Y'all been wonderful. This has been Hit 'Em, Ralph.
No need for apologies.